Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team conference call. We got a phenomenal call lined up for you guys tonight. Somebody that I greatly admire, one of the most sought-after speakers in all legal shows.
Hello?
He's an author. He's a trainer. He's built a massive organization and literally changed thousands of people's lives all across North America. And I'm really, really looking forward to for him to pour into us tonight. So at this time, if you would, make sure you have a pen and a paper, a notepad to them, so you can take some really copious notes and really lock in and learn from a master networker. And it's my privilege and pleasure to be able to introduce a millionaire club member, a six-figure ring earner, but most importantly, he's my friend, and that's none other than Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you with us, my friend?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that very much. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and it's an honor to be called your friend and an honor to be on the call tonight. And it's been a long time since I've shared, and I always take these invitations as a great responsibility. And I've been thinking, you know, for the last several days and specifically the last several hours about what I could impart this evening, what I could share, and I'm just really honored to be here. So for, I heard a lot of the names as people were checking in, and I know a lot of them. There's a lot that I don't know. So I'm going to share my story briefly and then let that dovetail into some of the things that I wanted to share with the More Success Team family this evening. I'm in my 21st year in Legal Shield, and just that is just a crazy thing to say. For a lot of reasons, but first and foremost, think about this, you know, like my dad and his dad, kind of that generation, that was really the generation of being a company man or a company woman. You know, you got a good corporate job. You stayed there for 30 or 40 years and you retired. And as we all know, the world has changed considerably, and the economy has changed considerably, and people don't work for companies for decades. It just doesn't happen. And I think it's so cool that we're all led by, you know, the Moore family, and how many years collectively, starting with Mr. Ken and Miss Charlene Moore, how many years they've been, decades, not years, but how many decades they've been in Legal Shield. And then Randy Moore, and how many decades, and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, and how many decades. And it's just such a cool thing. It's unique in the whole world, and it's certainly unique in network marketing. But anyway, so I was in an interesting place in my life. I was 27 years old, and I dropped out of college. And I decided it's just not something I was ever going to do, you know. Some people kind of that drop out of college, they kind of hold on to that thought or that wish or that want to go back and finish school and get their diploma. I never had that. I had no desire to go back and sit in the classroom, you know, to come out and just – you know, make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. I was waiting tables at Chili's and making about $200 a week in tips. And I bounced around from job to job. Matter of fact, I had 27 jobs before I was 27 years old. And my dad worked for corporate America. He worked for Lockheed Martin General Dynamics, and he'd been working in the corporate structure for almost his whole adult life, for a couple decades anyway. And right before Christmas, about 2 weeks before Christmas, it was actually about this time of year, if I'm not mistaken, about 6 months before he was to retire, they fired him. They fired him, and they fired the other, I think there were three other 60-year-olds in his department all at the same time. It was blatant and obvious age discrimination, and I can just remember at that time, I think I was 20, I don't know how old I was. I was a young man. But I just remember feeling so disappointed by that. You know, like I thought about all the stuff in my life that my dad missed and all the nights that he was working, you know, until late in the evening and the sacrifices that he made. And then for them to just let him go, not just let him go, but, you know, fire him, terminate him. It was a crushing blow to me personally. And I can't imagine what it felt like for him as a, you know, as a provider and father to this large family. But I started asking myself some difficult questions at that time. You know, I started asking myself, like, is this the only way? You know, is working for a company, is that the only way? Like, did I make a mistake dropping out of college? Do I need to go back to college? Do I need to look for, you know, like, what am I going to do? What can I do in my 20s that will help ensure that I don't experience this at, you know, when I'm in my 60s, being let go after all those years of faithful, loyal, hard work? And it wasn't long after that that my big brother Jeff introduced, and his wife Cindy introduced me to Legal Shield. And it's interesting how all of that came to be. You know, we've probably heard, some of you heard my story a few times and heard Jeff's story a few times and Cindy's story a few times. But it's fascinating because he just showed a video, you know, back in the day when we had VHS, it was a VHS tape. And in many ways, you know, in some ways it seemed like life and business was more complex back then. In many ways, it seems like it was just so much simpler, you know, and Jeff just showed us a VHS tape. And my other brothers were there as well and their spouses. And when it was over, it was like a 10, 12 minute video. And when it was over, everybody in the room decided that we wanted to do Legal Shield, then Prepaid Legal. And it was pretty amazing because we all, like, we're looking at each other, and I'll never forget that moment. You know, I'm looking at my brother David, who is a six-figure earner in the company as well, my brother Mike and their spouses, and they're looking at me, and we're kind of looking at each other like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. You know, like, this business is amazing. And I'm like, I'm in, you know, are you in, you in, you in? And we all were like, yeah, we're in. And we said, Jeff, Cindy, you know, what do we do now? What's next? And Jeff, I'll never forget the moment when Jeff said, I don't know, I'm not in yet. And, you know, Jeff and Cindy had seen some information, went to a briefing, loved it, got a VHS tape, wanted to see what their brothers would think about it, came over, we all got together, they showed a video. And now all of us wanted to do the business with Jeff and Cindy, but they didn't know what to tell us or how to get started because they weren't in the business yet themselves. So the next week we all went to the local business briefing. And,
you got it, Mark.
And, uh-oh, hopefully we're right. Looks like whoever just said Mark's name, we hear you if you could mute out. But we went to the business briefing, loved it, got started, and I got a VHS tape. You know, I remember telling Jeff, like, this is so good. Like, I'm going to tell everybody about Legal Shield. And Jeff said, no, Chris, you know just enough to mess this up. Don't tell anybody about it. Take this video and start showing the video to people. And that's what I did. And there's two parts to this story that I want to tell. There's kind of the overarching part of the story, but then I want to dig in and really kind of pull out one part and focus on it for just a moment. The overarching part of the story is that's really what the Hugheses did, is if I could simplify the system, you know, that allowed us to build one of the largest organizations in the company in a very short period of time, is literally we showed people the video as many times as – we showed as many people the video as we could during the week, and then we brought – then we all went to the business briefing and we brought as many interested people as we could. Like, that was it. You know, we didn't know about the 10 core commitments yet. We didn't know about three-way calls yet. We didn't know about a lot of things yet, But we knew that if we showed the video and that if we took the interested people to the business briefings, that they would sign up. And we knew that if they would show the video and bring people back, interested people back to the business briefings, that they would sign up. And our business just exploded and has allowed our family a very unique lifestyle over the years. So what people don't know about my own personal story is this. Jeff showed the video. I loved it. I went to the briefing. I loved it. I got the video. And you would think that all I was doing is just, you know, recruiting people. And that is what happened eventually, but not initially. What happened initially was this. I thought to myself, we have a $25 product that pays an advance commission. All I've got to do is sell a bazillion of these things, and you know, I'll be able to have the life of my desires. So the obvious thing about Legal Shield is we have an amazing service, truly a non-Me Too service that you can't get anywhere else, and it pays a lot of money. And so the very obvious thing to do is to go out and sell that service or share that service so that you can make a lot of money. That's the obvious thing. And so that's what I started to do. Well, that's what I tried to do. Fortunately for me, all my friends were young and broke. And so I thought, this is going to be easy. I just go out, tell people about the service, and I'll sell them the membership, and I make money. Well, what I found out was just about everybody in my peer group would say, I don't need an attorney. You know, I can't afford this. And so one day, just kind of by accident, somebody said, you know, looks pretty good. The service looks good, but I can't afford it. And I just said, and I've been getting that from a lot of people. And so I just said to that individual, I said, well, it sounds like to me what you really need is more money. And he said, absolutely. And I said, well, let me show you something. And I showed him the video, kind of went back to what worked, right? I went back to what worked. I showed him the video. And this same guy who just told me that he couldn't afford it wrote a check for $25 for the membership, and he wrote another check for $249 to do the business, which is how much it cost to get started as an associate back then. Now my eyes opened up, and here's what I realized, and this lesson, I guess, has been brought to my memory a million times over the last 21 years. What I realized was that there's not a lot of people, as good as our membership is, and as much as everybody needs it, what I realized was there are not a lot of people at their bedside at the end of the day praying to God for an amazing legal plan or an amazing identity theft plan. What I realized was there are millions of people in this country who are at their bedside praying to God for money or for a new job or a new career or to get the wolves away from the door, somehow to make their rent or their mortgage payment at the end of the month, or to just get one gift per baby for Christmas. And when I realized that, I mean, it's like the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And if you haven't read that book, not just read, but made a study and assimilated that information, I would really highly encourage you to do that. In the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, he talks about one of the major ways in which you become influential to other people is that you talk in terms of their interest, not in the things that you're interested in. Because what's all of our favorite topics? Our favorite topics are the things that we care about. It's our spouse. It's our kids. It's our business. It's our travels. It's our vacation. It's our new puppy. You know, it's our new car. That's what we want to talk about. So if you talk to other people about what they love to talk about, by default, you become more memorable to them. You become more likable to them. And the same thing applies to the business. If we speak in terms of other people's interests, we have better results. Well, what I learned in those early days, 20 years ago, was that people need money. So I went back to doing the business exactly like Jeff and Cindy did it to me, and I just started showing that video, and the video talked about the company, a little bit about the service, and it talked about the business opportunity. And I started sharing that video with as many people as I could during the week, you know, trying my best to share it twice a day. And I'd like to say that I succeeded at that, but I didn't. You know, there were lots of days where I only showed the video once. There were lots of days where I didn't show the video, but I was doing the very best that I could as a part-time, spare-time person with very little self-esteem, very little self-confidence, and really no clue what I was doing, you know, from the big picture of building a big business. I just knew that Jeff and Cindy showed me a video and I liked it, and they invited me to an event and I liked it, so I got started. And then when I started showing the video to other people, they liked it and they got started. Not everybody, of course, but some people, enough people. So a couple things that I want to share. Number one, I really think that we could grow so much faster if we actually got together with other human beings, and if we went to their home and showed them the video. You know, we live in a day and age of technology, and our mobile apps are amazing, and the video tools that we have are fabulous, and the webinars, we have so many tools at our fingertips, and that's good. But it can also be bad, right? I mean, a confused mind does what? Nothing. A confused mind does nothing. I don't know how all phones look, but at this moment, I just cleared them out, but I had 43 unchecked messages. Think about that. 43 unchecked text messages. Now, the statistics show that a majority of text messages that get sent are looked at within 10 seconds. Think about that. Now, with that statistic, I had 43 unchecked, 43 unchecked text messages. And if I go to my emails, I just cleaned my emails out, like I took them back down to zero. Right now, I have 339 unchecked emails, and I know people that have 50,000, literally 50,000 unchecked emails. So here's what that means. If you're using the tools and the technology, which is amazing, and I'm not saying don't, I'm saying do. I'm not saying either or. What I'm saying is and is almost always the right answer, right? It's not this or that, it's and. Let's use technology, but let's also not neglect the face-to-face, the knee-to-knee, you know, the belly-to-belly building of this business. Because if you were to send me a text right now, a buddy did it. My buddy's in another company. He sent me a text, and that's one of those unread text messages that I didn't even look at. He wanted me to look at some video about his business. So, you know, if I'm Joe Blow prospect and you want me to look at your business, I've got 43 unchecked messages, text messages, and 339 unchecked emails. So, again, the message is let's continue to use the technology that we have, but what if I'm trying to share the business with someone who's got 300 unchecked messages and I call on the phone, which a lot of people don't do anymore, And I make an appointment, which people don't do anymore. And I go into his house, which most people don't do anymore. You know, and some people might think, well, that takes too long. I don't have time for that. Hey, let me tell you something. Jeff Hughes That's how Jeff Hughes built his business. And, you know, he was making $20,000 a month by his 20th month in the business. And so, you know, to me, that's not too long. That's incredible income in a very, very short period of time. And really what it's called is it's slowing down to speed up, you know, slowing down to speed up. Again, let's use the tools at our disposal. Let's use tech. Let's use text. Let's use emails. But let's also make it a point to get together with other humans on a regular basis. I'm telling you, if your business isn't going as fast as you want it to, if you just made it a goal to meet with one human a day to show them Legal Shield, it'll change your business short term and long term, and it'll change your life long term if you just added, you just layered that one thing in there. Now, with that said, I got to kind of wind down. I'm rounding third here. All of this has led to a focus on using the tools and events and recruiting people has led to a very large organization. And, you know, I'm not sure how much I've talked about this over the last 4 years, but I had something happen 4 years ago that I didn't think would ever happen to me. You know, when we see trauma and tragedy happen in other people's lives, we pray for them and we think God bless them, but sometimes there's this feeling that it's not going to happen in our life. Well, I got divorced a little over 3 years ago, you know, and nobody ever gets married to get divorced. And if you've ever been divorced, first, God bless you, you know, I mean, because it's one of the hardest things that you ever go through. But if you've ever got a little bit of feedback. If you've ever been divorced, like sometimes when you're going through it and you're missing your babies and you're fighting over your stuff and you're getting attorneys involved and it's just so gross. But there are some days when, you know, all you can do is just kind of get up and stare at the wall, you know, and I mean, I went through that in those early months, but I got to tell you to know that no matter what's going on in your life, in sickness or health, you know, in joy and happiness or misery, marriage, divorce, like to have a business that pays you every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, regardless, right? If you're having a bad day, bad week, bad month, and I've even had bad years, Legal Shield has continued to pay me day in and day out. And that's really the big picture. So I'll end where I started. You know, my dad gave corporate America 40 years of his life. And on the day that they decided they were done with him, his income stopped. 40 years of time and toil and investment and loyalty and all of that, 40 years. And in a moment, the income stopped. Imagine if we all, like Mr. and Mrs. Ken and Charlene Moore, if we gave this business, you know, 3-4 decades of our life. You know, I'm going into my third decade with Legal Shield. Some of you are going into your second decade. Some of you are still in your first decade. But it's so crazy to me that we will work so hard for corporate America. We will be so faithful, so loyal, so obedient to that. But when it comes to our own dreams, when it comes to building our own empire, when it comes to building our own company and fighting for our own freedom, it's like we're lackluster. You know, it's like we can't be bothered. It's such a weird thing to me. So I just want to challenge everybody to just keep, as Jeremy says often, keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is recruit, recruit, recruit. I mean, Ken Moore and Wilburn Smith and Dave Savola, and so many of the greats, the legends of this company, they taught me all those years ago, recruit, recruit, recruit. And Harlan Stonecipher, I'll never forget him saying, recruit, 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 never get it out of order. Again, the membership is awesome. We're going to sell the membership anyway because it's awesome. and we're going to get paid a lot of money because the compensation plan is awesome. But that's the obvious thing. The less obvious thing is maybe that divorce that might be in your future that you have no idea about, or that illness that could be out there, that death of some loved person in your family could be out there, right? Or flip it on a positive. You might wake up one morning and say, I've never been to Bora Bora, and I want to go and stay in one of those huts over that turquoise water. And you might just want to get on a plane and go to Bora Bora just because, you know, you're 57 now and it's on your bucket list. And dadgummit, I want to see Bora Bora. Or you might want to do something beautiful for a child or a grandchild. And I'm telling you, you've got an organization that spans across North America and now even across the pond. And you've built a team, and that team has built a team, and those teams have built teams. And now you're getting paid every single day, rain or sunshine, no matter what's going on in your life, man. Oh, what a blessing and a privilege. And I just got to tell you that I thank God every day for my Legal Shield business and my Legal Shield family. And I pray for each of you that want to have a team, that want to have passive income, that want to be able to retire from your job, that want to be able to do something beautiful for a spouse or a child or a grandchild or loved one. You know, it's my wish for you that you can do that. And you can do that here. We have the tools. We have the technology. We have the incredible service with an amazing compensation plan. All the pieces of the puzzle are in place for us. And Jeremy and I were taking a deep dive on the comp plan this week. And just, you know, the money that's available now, we've never had money available. We've never had bonuses and performance club and all the money that's involved there for all of us, like all the pieces of the puzzle are in place. We've just got to do our part. And as we come to the end of the year, you know, I want to challenge you all, and I'm doing this as well. You know, what are your goals for 2020? What are your specific goals with Legal Shield? Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve in Legal Shield? And, you know, a lot of what we're going to accomplish in 2020 and on into the future is going to be through our team building efforts. So again, I leave you with this: recruit, 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 never get out of order. And I'm going to pass the call back over to you, Jeremy. And thank you again for the opportunity to share with the More Success team.
Outstanding job. Spot on, my friend. Thank you so much for pouring into us tonight. And this call is being recorded, so I really encourage you guys, when we put it up on the team page, the Facebook page, that you really encourage people to listen to this, not once, twice, but over and over again, because the information shared tonight was absolutely spot on. So thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to wrap things up. We're just going to ask you guys to continue to say a prayer for my dad as he's recovering from his procedure. And, you know, things went well, but he's got a little bit of recovery in front of him. So keep him in your prayers, please. And I hope you all have a wonderful and phenomenal rest of your week. Always put God first in your life, your family second, Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. Have a great week, everybody, and good night.